Deuteronomy chapter number 6. You guys know this passage well. It's not going to be something that, oh, I never seen that before. You're going to know it well. But I preach a lot of revivals and stuff like that. And sometimes, man, you know the Chronicles passage, right? If my people were called by my name, you know that one. They're like, why does everybody preach that at revivals? It's because they're not listening. Yeah. Amen. Right? Why do you keep preaching? Because you're not listening. Amen. We got to take the Word of God and not just listen, but we got to apply it to our lives. Amen. And we need to be applying this to our lives. I do a lot of speaking to youth and children. A lot. And a lot of times churches call me and they're like, hey man, will you come speak to the youth? Will you come speak to the youth? Come speak to the kids. But can I tell you something honest tonight? That unless we as adults become godly, the youth have no hope. Right? I mean, that's where it's at. They got all kind of idols, right? They got, man, the American Idol. They got the baseball players. They got the football players. They got all this kind of stuff that they're looking up to. And there ain't many of them that's godly, amen. What they need is some godly people in the churches that they can look up to and that they can follow, amen. That's what we need more of in America and in our churches, is somebody say, follow me as I follow Christ. Yes, right? How many of you heard, don't follow me, I fail you, don't follow me. Man, Paul didn't say that. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. That's what we need, my friend. That's when lives will change, is when us adults decide we're going to get over ourselves and start being godly.
Amen.
That's what's going to happen. This passage, man, it rocks my world every time I preach it. Why? Because I need to be living an example before the kids.
Yes, sir.
They ought to be able to look at Mr. Scott and say, I can follow that dude.
Amen.
Because he's living for God, amen. But the teens are, man, God, Satan is coming after them right now. He is coming after the teenagers. He's coming after the children. Adolf Hitler said, I want to reach the teens and the kids. Why? Because I got more time to brainwash them. Satan is coming after them. The title of this message is When the Lion Comes After Your Little Lambs. Satan is coming after them today. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, and he's coming after them.
Amen.
He's coming after you and me. He's coming after our families. He wants to destroy them every chance he can. What's going to stop that? Adults being what they need to be. Parents being what they need to be. The church members being what they need to be. Godly. Amen. They need somebody to follow. Let's look at the passage. We're going to look in Deuteronomy 6, starting in verse 5. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and shall teach them diligently unto the children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hands, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and thy gates. Let's pray. Lord God, we just thank you, God, that you are our amazing God. Lord, we lift you up tonight because you're the only one worthy of worship tonight. And God, I just pray, God, as I preach, God, I pray that you would, Lord, only allow me to say what you want me to say, God. Lord, you haven't promised to bless any of my illustrations or anything, God, but your word, God, and I pray you'd use your word tonight, God, to touch hearts tonight. God, I pray you to start with mine, God. I pray that my heart would change tonight. I pray that I would grow closer to you tonight. And God, I just thank you so much for this church, God. I thank you for Pastor Josh. Thank you for his family, God. I just thank you for all that you're doing here. Lord, just use us tonight. Put me behind the cross. Jesus, now I pray. Amen. So number one, guys, we're going to look at verse number 5. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. Man, the first thing that we got to be teaching or being an example of is a godly mama or a godly daddy that loves God. Amen. Loves God more than anything, man. I love sport. Man, I'm a bulldog all the way, man. Georgia's my team, amen. But my kids need to know I love God more than Georgia, amen. I love God more than hunting. I love God more than fishing. I love God more than my house, my car, anything. Man, when they stretch me out in front of the pulpit when my life's over, when my toes are sticking up, I don't want my kids to walk up to my casket and say, my daddy loved Georgia. I want them to walk up and say, my daddy loved God, amen. He loved God, not just because he preached it, not just because he said it, because I saw that man live it. I saw him live it, man. That's what I want my kids to be able to say about me, man. And I want God to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Why? Because I love him. I love him with all my heart. But here's the thing. We're in a Baptist church on Sunday night. Sunday night's the cream of the crop, amen. Hey, and it's raining outside, man. You came on a Sunday night when it's raining, cream of the crop sitting here tonight. Man, can I tell you something? If I were to say to you tonight, how many of you love God? Man, every hand in this place would go up. There ain't nobody in a Baptist church on a Sunday night in Villarica, Georgia, gonna say, I don't love God. Well, let's look at a verse. 1 John 4:20. It says, if any man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he's a liar. I didn't call you that. God did. Amen. I mean, if any man say he loves God, but he hates his brother, he is a liar. Man, I just preached at a church last Sunday that split the night before. Can you imagine? Then they told me the night before, we just split, and you're going to preach. And I'm like, oh boy, this is going to be good. Right? But man, I mean, churches are splitting over the color of the carpet. They're splitting over the pews, whether they have pews or chairs. They're splitting over stuff that's ridiculous. Can I tell you, you don't love God if you don't love your brother. Amen. Man, the people sitting right next to you tonight ought to be the people you love the most. Amen. You ought to love each other. Man, Gateway ought to be a church of unity. Amen. Yes, sir. Unified for one purpose, to glorify God and to reach Villarica for Jesus. Amen. Reach Temple for Jesus. Reach Douglasville for Jesus. Reach Georgia for Jesus. That ain't going to happen if you're fighting, amen. There might be somebody sitting here tonight, you might ought to go say, hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Man, if you love God, our kids are watching. They're watching us go, man, we're going to church tonight, and man, I'm going to worship God. When the guys are over here singing, you're over here, woo! And they're going, yeah! And you're walking out the door, driving down the street, bad-mouthing somebody at the church in front of your kids. Whoo! Bad-mouthing the preacher. Right? I mean, after Sunday morning service, man, Ma Bell's lighting it up, man. It's like, did you hear what he said about me in there? Come on! You know, man, I can't believe Sally doesn't like me. You know, I don't think I'm going to that church anymore. Man, it's time we got over ourselves and said, I love each other. We need to love each other no matter what. Amen. No matter what. Our kids are watching. Why do the students and the kids have to be drugged to church? They've watched you. They've watched you. They've watched you not love each other. They've watched you not care about the community and not want to share the gospel. I better slow down. I'll go 2 hours. Man, I can't do it. All right. If you love God, John 14:15, keep His commandments. Do you love Him? Do you love Him? Show your kids that you love God most of all. Look at verse 6. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Man, right there, the Word of God has to be in your heart. Amen. You want to train your kids, you can't go by Oprah. Amen. You can't go by The View. Amen. You can't go by anything else but the Word of God. Amen. I mean, I hear it all the time. I wish they came with an instruction manual. Guess what? They did. Amen. It's called the Word of God. Man, you need to be raising your kids according to the Word of God. Amen. Think about it. Me and my wife are missionaries. Sometimes I have to travel for 2 or 3 days away from my wife. And my wife loves me. Amen. We've been married nearly 38 years. We've been together 40. We dated a couple years, got married. Man, we've been together 40 years. My wife loves me. She puts up with this guy. Amen. She's like, you're my biggest kid. Right? Hey, I've been in children's ministry a long time. Amen. Yeah, but man, when I'm on those trips, my wife likes to put little letters in my suitcase. Man, I got to one place and I opened it up, and this letter had kisses on it. Man, she took her lipstick, man, and kissed it. It's like, oh, sprayed a little of her perfume on it. I'm like, whoa, man, this is good, man. I love it. Man, my wife loves me. This is cool. And man, the next day there was another letter and another letter, and I'm like, wow, this is cool. I am so busy up there, man. I put them in there. And then I fly into Atlanta. And this was back before 9/11 where you could actually come to the concourse to see them get off. And I saw my bride in the window. And I'm like, man, this is going to be like love story, man. Hey, baby. Right? Woo, give me a hug, baby. And I go through there, man. I'm so excited. And I walk up and she's like, I'm like, uh-oh. Some of you guys seen that look before, amen. And I went, whoa, wait a minute. I'm like, honey, what's the matter? And she said the words every guy hates to hear. She said, you don't love me, do you? I'm like, baby, what did I do? What did I do? I don't know of anything I've done. And she said, answer me this question. She said, I write you these letters every time. She said, did you read them? Uh-oh. Right? I was so busy, I would read part of it. I put it up. And, you know, there's a couple of them. I just thought, I don't have time. Thank you for doing it. But she said, you don't love me, do you? Can I tell you something? God wrote us His love letter right here. Yes, you know what He's saying? How come you never read it? How come you never read the love letter I gave you that talks to you about how I loved you so much that I gave my very life for you? How come you won't read about how I love you so much that I took that crown of thorns into my skull for you? How come you don't read that talks about how I stayed on the whipping post when I could have got up? And I took every lash for you. How come you couldn't read what I gave you? You don't love me, do you? Man, if we want to train our children, we must know the Word of God, amen. Amen. We must know the Word of God. What are you going to do when your teenager comes to you and says, hey, I want to go with this group and I want to go see the movie. Yeah. And you know you're going to go to the website, you're going to check it out. And you go check it out and it's like, oh boy, you ain't going to see that movie. Yeah. What are you going to tell them? Man, it's like we're going to break out the only verse we know, that you are my child and you're to obey me. Ephesians 6:1, you're going to obey me. And our kids are like, that's the only verse Daddy knows, right? Man, how much more powerful would it be if you could open the Bible and say, let me show you out of the Word of God why you shouldn't see that movie. Yeah. But we don't know the Word. We don't know the Word. You got to know the Word to train your kids every minute of the day. Do you know it well enough to train them? Do you know enough? Let's look at verse 7. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. What does that sound like? Every second of the day you're teaching. Every second of the day they're watching. Amen. I mean, I used to be a children's pastor here in Villarica. And man, I used to love going to the kids' baseball games. Okay? I still do. My wife is a small group leader at Rootville Road with our Word of Life ministry. And my wife comes home and she's like, "We're going to the ball field." And I'm like, "We don't have any kids at the ball field." She's like, "I got a small group kid that's at the ball field tonight. I'm going to go watch them." And man, we went to the ball field here in Villarica one time. And man, this guy got up and he slapped that ball. And he rounded first. He went to second. He slid in. And he was safe by a mile, but the umpire said, "He's out!" What happened in the parent section? "What are you talking about? There's no way! Come on, dude! You need some glasses! What is wrong with you?" And man, little guy on second was going, "That's mama. That's mama." Guess what? You just taught Johnny to go against authority. You just taught a little boy to go against authority. Guess what? One day he'll go against you. We're training every single minute of the day. Here's the thing. Sunday morning, is it the easiest way, time to get to church? Satan don't want you here, and he don't want you happy when you get here. Right? He don't want you happy. Right? Especially if you're a parent, praise God. Man, I still remember when my kids were this big, man, and it was Sunday morning, and I think the snooze button is of the devil. Amen. Because I hit it way too many times, amen. And I'm over there, and I've hit it one too many times, and I look over at the thing, and we're late, and we got to get to church. And man, what do? I jump up, and I run to my kids' room, and I go, "Hey, get up. We got to go to church." I just taught my kids something, that it's a bad thing to come to church. Yeah. Man, I ought to be running in there going, "Praise God, we get to go to church. Let's go, buddy." Right? Man, but I just taught him, man, it's a terrible thing. Man, praise God that you get to go to church. Amen. There's people laying in Tanner tonight that would love to be here tonight. There's people with ventilators down their throat tonight that would love to be here tonight. There's people in nursing homes that would love to be here tonight. But we're like, "I got to go to church." Praise God you get to, amen. Praise God you got the health to stand up and to come. Man, I've got muscular dystrophy. It's a form of muscular dystrophy. That's why my hands are this way. I got braces up to my knees. Without that, I would fall off the stage. My doctors say one day I'll be paralyzed, possibly. Can I tell you something? If these legs disappear, I'm rolling into church. I'm rolling in Sunday morning. I'm rolling in Sunday night. I'm rolling in Wednesday night. It doesn't matter. Why? Because I love God. Amen. You're teaching your kids, man, teach them that church is a blessing, amen. That it shouldn't be dragging them to church. They ought to be watching you going, "Man, Daddy is happy when he goes to church." Yes, amen. Amen. That's why they don't want to come. Because they've watched Mom and Daddy get up on a Sunday morning and act like it's the worst thing in history. I also got only 30% of my lungs. That's why I'm stopping a little bit. Can I tell you something? Serve God while you can. Amen. Serve Him while you can. Let's look at verses 8 and 9. "And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hands, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of their house and their gates." Number one thing here, guys, really simple. We got to remind them of who's in control. We got to keep the main thing right in front of their eyes. Keep the Word of God in front of their eyes. Proverbs, man, talks about train up a child in the way he should go. That word train literally means put a morsel of food on their mouth daily. What does that mean? Put the Word of God in their mouth every single day. Amen. Keep the Word of God before your kids. Can I tell you something? Donald Trump ain't in control. Right? None of the former presidents were in control, man. God is in control. And when those kids, man, get scared, they need to know that that still water is here. Yes, amen. How are they going to do that if they don't know the Word of God and know that they can count on Him? My Jesus said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Never, ever. So to wind this up tonight, guys, I always like to finish with examples, okay? We're talking about being an example. So three ways you can be an example and we'll be done. Number one is faithful to serve. You need to be an example to your kids of that daddy and mama wants to serve, amen? Not to sit, to stink, and sour, amen? We're to serve God, amen? Think about it. Psalms 100 verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness, right? It didn't say sadness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Man, it's a blessing to serve God. Amen. Man, if Josh comes to you, Pastor Josh comes to you, and he's like, hey, man, would you like to help with the youth or help with the children or teach a Sunday school class? You know what you ought to do? You ought to go, whoa, praise God. Man, that is awesome. Man, I'm going to get to be used of God. Amen. The God that created the ocean, the God that created the mountains, wants to use me. Why would God want to use a guy that can't even hold a pencil good? Why would God want to use a guy with legs that don't work? Why would God want to use a preacher that can't half breathe? I don't know why, but I'm so glad He does. I'm so glad He does. God wants to use me. Man, we ought to be so excited about serving God. Can I tell you, it doesn't matter if you're 8 or 80, 80, 80, 80, 80. He ain't done with you. He ain't done with you. If He was done with you, you'd be home. If you're still here, He's got a purpose for you. Man, use it. Don't be ashamed to serve God. Philippians 2:4 says, look on not every man unto his own things, but everything on the things of others. There's somebody that needs you to serve. Number two, be faithful to share the gospel. Faithful to share the gospel. When's the last time your children saw you share the gospel? When's the last time when you were at the grocery store, your kids saw you talk to the cashier about Jesus? When you're at the restaurant, talk to that waitress about Jesus. When you're at the pumping your gas, telling that person next to you about Jesus. Man, our kids need to see that we care about the gospel. Amen. Amen. That we're ready to share the gospel. Hebrews 9:27 says, and it is appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. Yeah. Man, we got to do it with urgency because people all around us are dying and going to hell. Right. And what are we doing? We're in our four walls. We're in our four walls. Like Tony Evans says, we're the keeper of the aquarium. While people are dying right out there. And we're not willing to share the gospel with them. We got the answer. It's like having the cure for cancer, my friend. If you had the cure for cancer and you held it inside this church, man, it'd be shame on you. But man, we got the cure for heaven and hell. And we're holding it in our churches while Villareca goes there. Your kids need to see you're excited about reaching people, amen. That you're willing to serve God. Last of all, they need to see that you're faithful to not be like the world. That you're separate. Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Man, we ought to be different. Amen. I had a lady come up to me after I preached one time and talking about that, and she's like, well, brother, we make sure the kids are in bed before we watch certain things. I'm like, you think that's real godly, don't you? Right? What an example, man. If the kids can't watch it, guess what? We shouldn't watch it. Right? We got to set that example. We got to not be like the world. Man, think about this. Same scenario. You got up too late on Sunday morning. You've hit it too many times. Now you got little kids to get dressed. Is that ever easy? No, right? I still remember it's like, where are your shoes? Man, I told you to get them up last night. Come on. Well, you got one here, you got one there. What are you doing? We got to go, man. We're late. And it's a fight. Man, have you ever been in the fight on Sunday morning? Praise amen. We got some testimony. My hands are up. I ain't preaching what I ain't doing, okay? It's like, man, come on. And you and your wife start fighting. I told you to get up earlier. Well, man, you should have got up and got some stuff ready. You should have breakfast ready earlier. Well, why ain't you doing this? And man, it becomes a big fiasco on Sunday morning. You finally, the husband's standing out by the car. And he's like, if you don't hurry up, we going in two cars. You better hurry up. And man, you finally get them in the car. And what happens all the way to church? I mean, fighting all the way to church. The kids in the back, would y'all be quiet? Would y'all be quiet? Would y'all be quiet? That arm's getting longer and longer. Right? I mean, it's a fight. It's so crazy. But then you pull up in Gateway parking lot at Gateway Baptist Church. And I call those doors right back there transforming doors. Right? Pastor Josh is here. How y'all doing? And it's like, choo, choo. Well, brother, if I was any more spiritual, I'd have to be in heaven. Oh, praise God, praise God. Right? And your kids are like, that ain't the same daddy that was beating me in the car. That ain't the same daddy that just cussed mama out in the car. That ain't the same mama that just cussed out daddy in the car. Can I tell you something? That should not be happening. Amen. Man, if you can't do it in here, you shouldn't be doing it out there. Amen. You ought to live the life out there that you live in here. Amen. Before your kids and show them there's a difference. Yes, sir. Show them there's a difference. Are we going to be perfect? No. There's time when daddy said, please forgive me. I messed up this morning. I messed up this morning. But my friends, we must be that example to our kids. Because they're watching. They're watching. Guys, are you faithful to serve? Are you faithful to share the gospel? Are you faithful to not be like the world tonight? As we close tonight, if we have someone that's going to do the invitation, that would be awesome. If you want to come on forward. Guys, the invitation is really simple tonight. Man, there's people here that needs to be a better example for God. Amen. Need to be a better example. This altar is open for you tonight. Come down here and say, God, man, I need to do better. I need to do better. I need to be a better example for my kids and my grandkids. I got three precious grandkids. And man, they like following Papa around. And I need to be that Papa I need to be to my grandkids. Amen. And I fail so much. If that's you, man, these altars are open. Some of you men that need to be leading, you might want to grab your wife's hand tonight and say, let's go pray at the altar together for our kids and our grandkids. Because Satan's coming after them. He's coming after them. You know what might stop them? Prayer. What's killing us too is these altars are dry. When's the last time you came to the altar and actually shed a tear for your family?
Amen.
Actually came and said, God, I need you. I need you. Because without Him, we're all going to fall. When's the last time you grabbed your wife's hand and said, let's go pray for our family? Maybe tonight's the night. What are we singing tonight, brother?
Page 81.